very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
So hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
Oh, that one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
G'day, listeners. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 1020.
What is happening? Happy hump day.
Yeah, no. It's Tuesday. It feels...
You said today, it feels like Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, what a fucking idiot.
It's not.
Next minute, I'm saying it's Wednesday.
Jem Watts messaged me and said, hey, little talk of a wrap-up party. What's the deal?
Yeah, she's all talk. You've seen she's been suffering from food poisoning. I do know food poisoning goes, so actually I take that back. Jem is probably already back on the terps.
Yes, but the terps being booze.
All right.
That's the idea, terps.
Were you, for our Portuguese listeners?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because we do have a Portuguese listener.
Mm-hmm. We do. Do you want to read the email?
I'll just jump to our Portuguese listener, Lucas. Lucas has said, hey guys, I'm Portuguese, therefore my English isn't as good as yours.
Yeah,
it's probably better, Dad. It's probably better. He said, if there are any spelling or grammar mistakes, let me know. I'm a 9th grade student. I knew about you from Matt Diavela's video, and I've been listening to the show since Portugal's second lockdown, Feb 2021. Oh, that sucks for them. For me, you are the podcast that always entertains me, whatever the subject you were talking about. You're amazing podcast hosts, and I hope you enjoy the most of your lives after the end of the show, but not all your lives. You just said most of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'll go for most of it. I'll go for all of it. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints. Thank you, Lucas.
Lucas, very good reference there.
Signing off. I have no complaints. Kid, you're onto it. Good luck for the rest of your schooling.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it.
You've got a year left if you
Lucas, if you wanted to follow if you want to become a podcaster,
yeah,
leave school, join your dad doing landscaping for
it might be. What's in Portugal?
Yeah, they do landscaping there.
Nah, but I don't know. I wanted something more Portuguese.
Sure.
Tart factory.
Do we actually know if the Portuguese tarts are from Portugal? They must be.
French onion soup.
Yeah, no, we've been through this.
They're just tarts in Portugal.
Yeah.
Or Portuguese.
Hide the Daily Talk Show. com.
Portugal is Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Love it.
no. So on the rap party thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I was like, there's a part of me selfishly that doesn't want. Like, we're not doing a rap party. We've got.
We're saving for the comeback party.
Yeah. Exactly. No. But I.
It'd be a better party if it was a comeback party, don't you reckon?
Yeah. Well, I feel like I'm the guy. I've said this before.
No, you're not defined by your skill set.
No.
Or anything.
No, I'm not.
You don't define.
I don't define my. We were just talking before the
show. If we were to define, what would it be?
No, I would say I'm the guy that would like you would, I think you're the same way, would like to be at your funeral. Attend, like actually.
Absolutely not.
No, well, this is
sad.
This is the funny thing. So I think a lot of people would say, oh, you know what? Like when you die, everyone says nice things about you. And so. It'd be nice to see that celebration. And you hear stories of like, oh, yeah, my grandpa, actually, do you hear this? I had his funeral before he died so he could have the celebration. I guess no one's having their funeral
Who
early.
Who has done that?
That's called a 100th birthday party, isn't it?
Yeah, you barely rock up. No, the only thing is that you are, I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, no, so my point being the finishing of the show feels a little bit like attending your own funeral. So it's like this, it would feel like, oh, you know, you guys, good work.
Is it,
do you know what I mean?
Is it like getting fired and having a going away party?
Yeah.
We've fired ourselves and we're having a party for ourselves.
Yeah. Well, Jess was even saying, when Mason finished up and we're going to get him a card, and she said, oh, you typically don't give cards when someone's made redundant. I've got no idea.
Jess, when a card's acceptable in a workplace around, what is it? That's just a clear flat no. No card.
For what, redundancy?
Yeah, redundancy. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It just didn't feel appropriate.
From the boss, maybe. Not
potentially.
Other staffers?
Mm-hmm. Potentially a letter might have been nicer.
An official letter
of typewriter.
No, we're not talking.
You know, we can't connect to the printer since Josh changed the 7 to 5G.
That is true. We're having some router issues.
Dude, I want to bin that printer already. Yeah, we only annoying. Bought it 3 months ago.
I'm
just
sure
getting it. Just tried to put it, get it working mm-hmm. in the first place. Pulled out, jumped ship. I jumped onto the ship. Fucking just luckily, I've got my boat license. Mm. I fucking sent that bitch flying, got her connected, vroom, vroom, paper coming out its ass. And then Josh has jumped in and fucking put a turbo on it.
Yeah.
And I can't get it started
sure,
again.
Yeah, no, I get it. Finishing jobs, any big things that have happened? So, Jess or TJ, in regards to-
Well, I've finished a show before, dude.
Oh, that's true. What was the last show like for you at Shepparton?
So, I've been- in the building when somebody has finished on the show. So, Candy finished up mm-hmm. when she was with me.
Yeah.
I was with her. And it wasn't, I mean, it was, I think there was a card because mm-hmm. she quit. She didn't get fired.
Yeah.
I think we all quit before we got fired, to be honest. And so, it was kind of just, I don't know. I don't think it was the best mm-hmm. relationship. At that stage, love Candy now.
What about-
But complex working relationship, uh-huh. doing a radio show. Just as is this.
How did she tell you?
She definitely told me, I think, before. And then Stace came. Can't really remember that, you know. But then Stace came and I told Stace well before.
Mm-hmm.
Stace and I were tight, still. And I told her, I think I'm out. But my heart racing going into the boss's office to,
really?
You know, have that meeting to tell him that I'm handing in my resignation. Don't think I handed in anything. It's the classic. You just say I'm handing in my resignation.
Oh, I handed in. I have actually written something.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who'd you give it to?
No. So, when I was working at the radio station, Grumpy Dave.
Cameron. Was he your go-to guy?
Yeah. Yeah. I had two.
Was he grumpy
sort of
when you, can we confirm?
No, it was nice. It was nice.
Hamish and Andy did a hit job on that mm-hmm, guy.
Yeah.
Because he was nothing but lovely. He gave me my job. Technically gave me my job.
Called you at like 11 p.m.
No, he emailed me.
Yeah.
He was burning the midnight oil
and
just said, mate, you want to go regional?
Mm.
And so I threw that back in his face after 2 years.
Yeah. But it's still a good stint.
Yeah. But I think it's never as good as you think it is. You know, leaving when you've chosen to leave.
Mm-hmm.
There's sometimes some good parties, some good, but also people are just getting on with life.
Yeah.
They got to rock up on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
Yeah. Well, I think our situation's a bit different because no one rocks up on Monday.
Cue the sad music, Jess.
Yeah. But no, Jess, how are you? There is no
what
sad
music. What you know about rolling down in the deep.
When your brain goes numb. Yeah, they called her.
Bitch
brain freeze.
Oh, she goes brain freeze.
What are you?
It's probably some, you know,
and
derogatory
Jess,
lyric.
Have you had any like blow ups leaving a company?
You're not a blow up girl.
No.
You're not a blow up doll.
Nah, I think when I left my very first agency role, they were a bit mad at the person who took me because he also used to work there. And so there was a little bit of not conflict, but I think there was just probably bad blood for a little bit.
There was.
Did you do a month, did you give a month's notice?
Yeah, I've always been really courteous with my time, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, right, hero.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Given the 1 month that you have to give.
More.
No, it's always 2 weeks. Two weeks.
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
That's redundancies.
Yeah,
we've been through a few
weeks.
Of those.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not across people just leaving.
Leave it. Yeah, yeah. No, if
how do you say that? No one's left our business.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Didn't give us a chance.
Yeah, I know.
Get in before they do. That's what I've always said. My dad taught me that.
I can tell you what, I've never been through a company closing down.
Oh, really? What have you learned about it?
We're still registered for GST.
Traumatic.
Through 2022.
You're traumatic? Yeah, I mean, you never thought that you'd be... selling stuff on Gumtree.
That wasn't in the job description when I first got this job.
Just all the shit we didn't need.
Yeah.
If we've sold it, it's just shit
we're just
need.
Becoming
someone
minimalist.
Just offered $250 for a Mocha Master. Should we take it?
What do we pay for it for?
$475.
Yeah, it seems
we haven't. It's been sitting in the cupboard
we wrote it off
since I got here.
Yeah,
so.
True.
I actually
true,
think that Gronk $250? Probably wants to buy it. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you've got $350, we'll sell it to you.
Oh my God, you guys have hit a new low.
No, I'll take 300.
Low.
I'll take 300. For a Gronk,
Take 300, yeah, cash.
Do they get an autograph as well?
Yeah, they do. We'll sign it.
No, we won't sign
and
it.
And a big cup. How many big cups have we got left? Do we need to sell them?
A fair few. Fair few.
What about the last episode could just be buy, swap, sell?
Oh, yeah, 3SR, yeah, like in Shepparton.
With all of our...
Yeah, welcome back, listeners. Taking a call over to Marupna. Mm-hmm. Josh is on the line. G'day, Josh.
Oh, hey, mate. I've got a 2012 Lamborghini and I'm looking to swap it for a Ferrari.
Oof. Josh, you're not swapping that.
We're going full panto. This is great.
I just thought I should inject myself. I'm the wife who doesn't want you to sell the Lambo.
Oh, that nuts.
Not the Lambo.
Not the Lambo.
I mean, you're living in Marupna. Get a Lambo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Life should be good for you, dude. Yeah.
One thing that Jess loves to do as we start to finish up is anytime something good happens, like we had a really good shoot today. She's like, oh, do you reckon, like, if this shoot happened 4 weeks ago, do you think we'd still be still going?
Is that what you said, Jess?
I did. I enjoyed today's shoot. It was great.
Yeah. Like I said, GST still registered for 2022, open for business.
We signed an NDA for that one, so we can't talk about what it is. But
thanks for the reminder, because I would have gone straight into how we're filming for the Pancake Parlor.
Do you know what else I'm doing, though, Josh? I'm not sure if you're going to bring it up.
What are you doing?
When you guys do something annoying, I do the same thing.
What?
And do the same thing.
Oh, like you copying.
Do you do that?
No.
Is this about the farting? What is it about?
What do I need to know this? What are you talking about?
Like that, for example, I'm not going to miss.
Mm-hmm.
What are you not going to miss?
Josh is...
Oh, you're not going to miss Josh's random shit.
Yeah.
Or just like if any of you do, like Josh being that passenger seat driver, not going
to
miss that.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But what were you going to say?
That, like every time you guys do something annoying, I'm like, nah, I'm not going to miss that.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's been multiple times she has said, oh, I'm not going to miss that.
Okay, yeah.
Throughout, yeah.
I get that.
And do you want to clarify the farting now because you just fucking randomly brought that up?
Why are you looking at me?
I can't see Josh.
Oh, okay.
It's the way the screen is.
I feel like I'm getting the heat for her farting.
Yeah.
I didn't fart.
Yeah,
just hi, thedailytalkshow.com.
just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, little right. bit loud.
You hit your tooth on the mic just before. Uh-huh. I saw a great, well, you'd get around this gear, Josh. Spencer Pratt?
Yeah. Seth Rogen has been tweeting about him.
Yeah, I did see that. Loves him. Because eating on the couch or something. It's eating
the pot pie that we spoke about. Also, Chloe from across the road loves the Hills.
Ah, there you go. I mean, there's a lot of people that love the Hills, dude.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Do you love the Hills? Send us an email.
He was jumping up and down and he's got all those crystals and he was wearing this big fucking rock on his chest and it smashed into his tooth and he was in a music festival. He's like, oh, something about hitting your teeth that you just, just worried.
Yeah.
Because you will have to go to Bond Street Dental after that. Would you get fakies if you, like.
If it was offered to me?
Not offer. Offered. Free. Chompers.
I don't think like, so there is, I would constantly be thinking about them being screwed in. Like I like my teeth. Yeah, they're all good. Yeah. I like my teeth.
I really like your teeth too.
Thank you.
Mm. Would you take, this is probably better. Jess, would you take them?
Yeah.
Why?
Veneers?
Just, I've heard her talk badly about her teeth.
I think that Jess, you must just like smaller teeth.
Yeah.
Because
I like people with small teeth.
I have small teeth. But Jess, you've got nice big teeth. And so you've got nice big teeth, TJ.
I've got big teeth, do I? Fuck.
Mine have gotten bigger. So, and the dentist actually said that to me. My gums are receding.
Oh, receding gums.
It's better than your hairline, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
your gums are receding. So, but I think that, I think that's a good thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is receding gums a good thing? We should call Lynn Jansen.
Yeah. She would know.
But maybe it's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
From a teeth perspective, yeah, I've
vanity wise, maybe it doesn't look anything, but why is your gum receding?
Because I'm too aggressive with my brushing because of things like lemon water.
Oh, acidic. You're having too many acidic things.
Lemon water in the morning.
Yeah. Just use a straw.
To be healthy, you know, fucking teeth that can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying, isn't it? Yeah. Being healthy just comes with byproducts.
Mm-hmm.
Is it healthy to fart?
It actually is. Yeah. I'm sure Stella's loving this content, the farting content, by the way.
Why haven't you been able to sleep lately, Jess?
I don't know.
Because I couldn't sleep last night. I wasn't even thinking about much. Like, I wasn't worried. You know, when you're like, I know why I couldn't sleep because I'm fucking stressed.
I think it's subconscious as well.
Well, there was a lot of drinking last week.
Drinking.
I was in the car on the way home. I was like, very close to pulling into Dan Murphy's. Uh-huh. I've been getting these little bottles of 800 mils of wine.
Oh, really?
Little Pinot. Oh, that's $8. Dude.
Your new nickname, Little Pinot?
Little Pinot, they call me. $8 and you get 2 to 3 glasses out of it.
Perfect if your wife's pregnant.
Mate, it's perfect because you feel like a pig opening a full bot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then you and I don't necessarily. I always convince myself that I won't drink the remainder out of the bottle the next night, but I always do. Mm-hmm. But I like it's nicer to crack a new one.
Well, on Monday last week, I had some of the best sleep I've ever had.
Monday last week,
yeah, from drinking,
you got lit.
Yes, and Monday so I night. Thought I thought that, that's really helping. And then so Tuesday night we did the same thing, and then Tuesday night I didn't sleep well at all. I was like wide awake.
Because you
and
needed then, some substance to
get yeah, eating. And then on Friday night, I woke up at 3 a.m. when all the crypto was dipping. And
did you buy?
Yeah, like at 3 a.m., still alcohol affected and just started like transferring money to the crypto thing that I used. Right. And then it didn't go in straight away. And I started I had to go back to sleep. I'm like, oh, fuck, I've just transferred money. Because you do like a BPay sort of pay ID thing.
Usually it's straight away, but I know. It's too busy.
And for whatever reason, it wasn't straight away. And so I was like panicking. Bree actually said, oh, you're running really hot. And it was because my back was like, I'm like, well, fuck, I've just lost some money. But it all, I went to sleep and then woke up at 4 and it was in there.
Yeah.
But I was wondering whether the bank would see a transaction at 3 a.m. and think that it's.
Nah. The bank aren't doing shit. Who's at the bank? No one's even at the banks on Saturday. You can't even do a bank transfer on a Saturday and it go through.
Well, seriously, I saw some tweets that people are getting pissed off because some banks in the US are marking crypto stuff as like they're not allowing it because they're like
it's
so many people.
It's a threat to fiat, isn't it? Like it's a threat to our currency and we're pulling it out.
What they're saying is it's connected to scams and things like that. Nah, like think about it. So, for instance.
I got a listen to this. I might have deleted it, but I just got a text message, random text message from a random number and it just said, jacket, Bitcoin lost under 40K. Here's how you profited 037 today. And then it's got a random, but how's it know that I'm a Bitcoin millionaire and it's texting me, you know, like it's got this dodgy link
I pressed. Everyone's just,
I didn't press it.
Jess.
I'll delete that.
You got a bit of FOMO with all the crypto chat and then you put in a few $100 into crypto. Mm-hmm. Are you, when it goes down, worried.
Have you seen the meme?
No.
two stalls, like someone at a table and it's like when crypto's booming at a high and it's all these people lining up to buy, when it's at the low, when it's at a dip, it's like no one buying it.
Yeah.
But it's everyone buys on the way up.
Yeah, yeah. Because but the thing is that the
if you're buying Bitcoin now, you're buying at the top. Like you're buying it at
Not if you hear what
it's
people
at 49,
say.
It's 49,000 now.
But in comparison to the people, like I saw a friend yesterday who's been in it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I said, Matt, the dip. And he's like, dude, I've been here before. Yeah, yeah. This is.
Yeah.
When you got in so long ago, it probably doesn't sting as much.
Yes.
Like the nasty.
Well, you see it going up and down. And that's what I was saying to Bree. I'm like, oh, so she's like, oh, so we've lost X amount of money. I said, no, we haven't lost X amount of money because you don't make money or lose money until you take it out. But the problem is that me being an obnoxious fuck, like as soon as we were up, and I was trying to sell her on the crypto dream. I was like, look, we've made, you know, $2,000. We've fucking made it. And then but then you have to take the other side of it, which is when it goes down, obviously worried. But I was worried just for you because I feel like you got the crypto stuff and then it was like within 3 days of you
I was more annoyed that I didn't wait until it had dropped again.
Well, we don't know.
I know, but.
And so why wouldn't you? So this is the whole point. This is why I wanted to, when it was all like really crashing on the weekend, I was about to text Jess and say, hey, this is actually a really good time to buy. But then I thought about it, it's like, why? Like, I actually don't know. Like, I can take that risk on, but I'm just actually making shit up.
Yeah, but it was a good time.
It seems good. It seems good.
Yeah.
But, and so, Jess, how much have you lost?
So, I just checked and I've lost $70.
That's okay. You haven't lost it until
you've
you
lost
take it
more
out.
That on. You've lost more on shipping back an item that you've purchased.
From the Ukraine.
Like,
yeah.
Heaps more than that.
That Belarus stuff is full on.
Oh, dude. Imagine being on a flight.
Mm-hmm. Just a standard like Jetstar flight.
Yeah. And next minute a fighter jet is ordering the plane down into, you know,
a different country.
Yeah. So it wasn't the destination where the plane was going.
So imagine going to
it looked like it got so close to crossing over the into the other airspace which it wouldn't have been able to the fighter jet wouldn't have been able to get it. It was so close to getting to Lithuania, but it was still in.
Yeah, they were only 30 minutes away from Lithuania or something.
So annoying.
Yeah.
But so who was on? I just saw a photo of the guy. So it was a journalist who had written some article and
I think he's anti-government stuff and on Telegram.
And then they ordered the people who wrote it about the government ordered this fighter jet to just order it down.
Mm-hmm. So then they arrested him.
Yeah, what's happened to it?
They said, oh, there's been a bomb threat, so we have to bring the plane down. But it's been highly criticized. The EU have said discouraging anyone to fly over Belarus right now.
Mm.
But I just think fascinating.
Dude.
Like, just think about it. Think about when you fly and you're looking at the countries. Like, if you're, middle of the night, you wake up or whatever, and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm over, you know.
Dude, Paris to Tel Aviv, think about where you have to fly.
Mm.
It's like, it's the Middle East. So, surrounding Israel is Lebanon and, Syria, I think. Like, you're going and there's these, it looks like it's in the middle of the desert and there's, like, little shacks with lights on. It's... I love looking down thinking, I wonder if they're looking up thinking, who's up in that plane?
Well, I like the on the flight radar app, typing in Iran and then just seeing planes that are flying above Iran.
Much?
Not that many.
No.
But it's pretty interesting.
Did the plane go down? Got shot down? Turkey?
Ukraine?
Ukraine?
Sort of the border.
Dude, that was so
scary. I feel like we didn't fully get closure on that. Bunch of this stuff. Like, I'm real sus on the world at the moment. Seriously, think about, like, even I was thinking about the Belarus stuff, are we just allowing, are things just going to become, like, when there's so much instability in the world, can people with their regimes and shit sort of do shit that you would never normally be able to do because the world's dealing with their own crisis?
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the UFO stuff coming out. Like, they're actually admitting that they are unidentified flying objects.
Which doesn't say much.
It just means they don't know. They're unidentified.
But then there was also the, was it the Saudis with the Turkish journo? Oh, remember the documentary?
Yeah. What else
He goes into the embassy.
Oh, never
in
comes
Turkey.
Out, yeah. All comes out, but no, never came out.
He came out in a wheelie bin, I think.
I think they burned him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're giving away the plot. It's a real life documentary.
Yeah, a plot to how a guy fucking
China
died. Yeah,
Fauci. You see that?
Yeah, we're getting really. Someone who was it? Someone the other day. No, someone said the other day. They're like, "Oh, what do you guys do when there's no news to talk about?" And I was like, "Well, we don't really talk.
Here we go conspiracy.
We don't really talk about news." But
the conspiracy was that the conspiracy has been that the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conspiracy at this point. Was from a P4 lab, which is a highly secure infectious disease lab where they're working on different things and they have these infectious diseases in, I don't know, what do they have them in, capsules?
Fucking test tube, I guess.
Just a jam jar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A jam jar, yeah, in a cupboard.
Hipster vibe.
Yeah, but that's where they were testing coronavirus on bats, or they were looking at it on bats, and it escaped from that lab. That was what people had said. And they said they haven't
ruled
that out yet. And Fauci was even saying that.
Mm-hmm.
When Fauci's onto it.
Yeah, I mean, Fauci, my favorite thing that's ever happened during COVID was Dr. Fauci throwing the baseball at a baseball game. They do a whole baseball thing, is you get like a celebrity or a well-known person to sort of do the first pitch.
And it was a
Washington game, was it?
Who was the president? Who was the prime minister of Australia?
Scott,
Johnny.
ScoMo.
Johnny.
Oh,
it was Johnny a, jo- it was oh, a Johnny cricket. Howard tennis a bowling. Thing.
Yeah.
Fuck the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was Fauci was a bit shit.
Yeah. No, I don't know if Fauci was he not good? I don't know, but it was just a funny thing.
Oh,
it's just like there's a pandemic. It's like only in the US could the person that's like looking after all the infectious disease stuff is also sort of like a TV doctor.
It's American. It's so American.
Dr. Phil's running for president.
Legit.
No. You could imagine it though, couldn't you?
Well, I thought The Rock's going to run for president. Is that not true?
Surely they could just take the cast of all Bravo shows and they could just become the politics of the US. Could be fun.
Dead.
Absolutely loving Shards of Sunset, by the way. If you watch it, hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
You've got a lot to email us about.
Yeah.
So if you've forgotten the email, hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, after this, I'm going off the radar. So if you want to get in, you want to say something, you want to say g'day, please do, because I'm changing my number.
Your mobile number?
Yeah.
That. All right. Just follow up with one last email. No, it's just from that fucking...
How are you going, Jess?
Well, thank you.
That's good.
I was going to read an email, but then I only found the one from that guy.
Oh, yeah. Sure, the weird one.
Sort of sending. There's been someone who has been sending weird emails since we started this show 3 years ago, mm-hmm. who pretends they're from Josh Jansen's primary school.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it up to pussy's bow. Reveal yourself. Who are you? You write well. Like I feel like you spend a lot of time on some emails to us, mm-hmm. and they're elaborate stories about Josh's childhood. I got sent them yesterday to my personal Facebook, and it came through.
Oh, what do you mean?
So someone they sent them through to my Facebook's inbox.
Mm-hmm.
So like Scumland.
Yes.
Like I'm only in there because of Marketplace trying to sell the off the Mocha Master.
Yeah, unless you want a Mocha Master, fuck off.
Yeah, just got a remittance, guys. What else? Here we go. So, anyway, it came through and I was like, what is this notification?
Mm-hmm.
This person, seems like a fake name, and they'd copied and pasted the email that they'd sent. And they
from 2019.
Said, I hope Josh isn't hiding these for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then pasted in an email
mm-hmm.
of this elaborate story about a Zupa Dupa.
It's quite like creative. So, it's got this sort of improvisational creative vibe where someone's like, hey, here's a story of when Josh was in school.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really make any sense.
Can I read this one?
Yeah, yeah.
Address. Like you've set up a fake email address.
Yeah, good on him.
Mantanila Mysterio 2 at Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well done. Hi, Gronks. Firstly, congratulations on the mammoth effort. Actually, this is really nice, the first bit.
Yeah.
Mammoth effort with the podcast. I always found it quite amazing that you could have meaningful, intricate and sophisticated conversations daily without being repetitive. You are both able to articulate your thoughts, which I commend you for that.
It is nice.
I'll miss the banter. Fuck, I love this guy. Or girl. Who knows? I must admit, I was a little hurt that Josh ignored my previous email.
Can you see when the last email was sent?
Yeah, it was... No, it was 13th of February 2020, over a year ago.
But there was another one before that, which was like when we're at Easy Street.
Yeah, so there was a full-blown email, four paragraphs. Mr. 97 told me, I suggest you don't warn Josh about reading... So, it's like a hit job. Don't warn Josh about reading this prior. Anyway, so...
But it's always hard doing that because it is both of our shows.
We don't know if you'll blow up. I must admit, I was a little hurt that Josh ignored my previous email regarding his triumphant rebuttal when he had a Zupa Dupa internally wedged into his anus. I was trying to. I added that in. He just said innards.
Yeah, sure.
Which into
but
his
Jess
innards.
Is doing the same thing that like it just the story just doesn't make any sense.
But no. Anyway, I was trying to highlight a proud moment Josh had, but I can understand it may have come across like as bringing up skeletons in one's closet, like Mr. Don.
I was. Did they say that? No. That is a funny reference.
I suppose it's time I reveal who I am. Like at this point, I was like, oh, they're going to say it. And it's going to be like, I thought it was going to be your brother.
Well, no. So James I was really, Jansen. I was. So there was three, there's three names there.
Can I read them?
Yeah.
So he says, I suppose it's time I reveal who I am. I shall do so mysteriously, hence the name Mantanir El Misterio. I have been told I look like one of the following. This should be enough.
Oh, I didn't see. I didn't read that bit. Fuck.
Oh, dude, get your phone now.
Okay.
Okay. I've been told I look like one of the following.
Because the thing is that the I thought that they were like, I'm one of the following. And so the three names were celebrity names.
Okay. God, I've been told this should be enough for Josh to figure out which Moscule Park.
Moscule.
All right, mate. Moscule. Yes. Moscule Mule.
Moscule.
Moscow Mule.
MPPS. Moscule Park Primary School.
Moscule Park alumni I am. A is Avon Joggia. B, Emily Hirsch. C, Ty Sheridan.
Okay. So the thing is.
No, don't fuck around, mate.
Yes, I'm looking. Just to be clear.
Just go through the first one. Avon Joggia.
Fuck, it looks like Kegan. That guy Kegan that I would score with. I don't think it's Kegan. Kegan Arminium. Lovely guy. But it's not him.
Okay, so you've got.
Yeah, go on. Who's the next one? Who's the next one?
Emily Hirsch.
Is this good for anyone else?
No, but we're trying to work out who has been. Because it's not coming from someone from my high school, mate. I need
Emily
to know.
Hirsch.
Emily Hirsch. H-I-R-S-C-H.
So the biggest win for the Gronks is that I get it. Okay. So it's a guy.
Emily Hirsch. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Emil. It could be Emil. Yeah, E-M-I-L-E.
Sure. Who sort of looks like.
So you're looking for people from your primary.
Yeah, yeah. Go on. Next.
Ty Sheridan. T-Y-E. And then Sheridan.
Okay.
Is that how you spell Sheridan?
Well, not to feel bad, but I can't remember Sheridan. That many people that I went to primary school with.
But maybe. Hang on. I really want us to work this out right now.
I mean, Ty Sheridan sort of looks like James Jansen.
Don't.
That's not.
Does it? Oh.
No, it doesn't.
No. No. So you don't. Keegan,
I've got no idea.
Other than Keegan.
Wait, so, no, because I always get confused with Keegs, Keegan. I think it's Kegum. Yeah, that's the only person that it sort of looks like, but that would be very random.
They knew too many things.
Like what the Zupa Dupa stuff is
yeah,
all
but
made
even
up.
Like
what else?
No, it's not, Josh.
Moscule, huh? The Moscule, like just referencing things. I just felt like it was someone close or someone that you knew.
So it's definitely the Avan Joji. Looks like fucking half my school. Seriously.
Like, Georgia. Oh, yeah.
Like it's very hard to.
Dude, not a bad looking guy. What's he played? That's him?
Yeah.
You think he's good looking, Jess?
Yeah.
Him? Oh, that's quite edgy.
So can you just.
There you go with
he's
it.
Hot there. Mm.
Yeah, it looks much better. Cut your hair, mate.
So anyway, that's hard to know.
So
reveal no yourself.
Please, we need more. We need more.
But yeah,
than
so
that.
The thing is I would love to like I'm the nostalgia guy. I love nostalgia. But the story goes that some bully wedged a Zupa Dupa in my ass and then I was
have you shut that out?
It never happened. So one story I'll tell you a primary
you're proud
school.
Of the things that went up your
okay,
ass.
I'll tell you a primary school story. I remember a kid, Ryan, he sat on a pipe at the portables, like the classroom portables.
Yeah.
And it broke. And it turns out it was a sewerage pipe. And all shit started coming out. And then we were all running to the toilet to piss. and then flush, and then we'd run to try and see it. And the teacher said no one was to do a poo.
And who did?
No, I didn't do a poo. I can't do it like that. You know, I'm a 7 a.m. or nothing. Yeah. Do you think you could on demand?
You got to do one right now? Nah. Plain as whistle.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
Can you pull in demand?
Yeah. I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we get Georgie Boy to sit in for Wednesday. So, Jess, this is your final day, but you'll come in on Friday for the final ep.
You'll be sniffing around Friday. Yep. That might be got a bit planned.
For people who aren't wanting to know.
We might not, because there's been more coronavirus.
Yeah, there's more coronavirus.
Confirmed.
Jordan,
I think we'll be going into lockdown.
Yeah.
Really?
Potentially, yeah.
Who's told you this? Cousin of a cousin?
No, I'm just assuming that the list is growing at the moment.
As an epidemiologist.
Epidemiologist, yeah.
Jess has decided.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, Jess.
Imagine if Friday they sent it into lockdown.
Or if you could meet with five, it would just be us hanging watching Fetch at the office.
And bottle shops are still open. Pizza's still being delivered. All is well.
I actually said I wasn't going to do pizza for a while.
Why?
Pizza Friday and Saturday.
Why?
Just how the pizza
crumbles.
Yeah, but Jess, for people who want to know what you're doing now, what are you saying?
I don't know. that's honestly what I'm saying. Uh-huh. I don't know.
We've still got a bit of work on.
Yeah,
you can do some freelance stuff.
Yeah,
with
freelancing.
Jess, still registered. Mm-hmm.
Feeling good?
Yeah, feel good.
Sleep tonight, please, Jess.
I hope so. It'd be so nice.
It would be lovely. You can have a sleep in.
Do a meditation.
Maybe do a George. George didn't have to come in on Monday. Still came in. Yeah.
Do you want me to come in? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that was
Why don't you do? Yeah, you could do lunch with us. Why not? Walk in real casual. Go to the PO box.
I need to go, actually.
Do you?
I've got Amy's TENS machine there.
Which is like a vibrator thing.
Remember Abtronics?
Yeah.
Remember Abtronics back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know about those, dude?
Yeah, yeah. I was like.
Did you get one?
No, but I.
You wanted one?
Yeah.
We all wanted an Abtronic.
Burn off some fat.
Supposedly. Put liquid onto the front of it. Mm-hmm. It's like lube.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the Abtronic on and it'll pulse your abs.
Yeah.
Reese Mitchell's dad had one.
Wait, is she trying to bring on contractions or?
No. It's for when you go into labor,
really?
You put them onto your back and it pulses your back area. And so it's like a form of pain relief without it being medication.
On Friday's final episode, could I wear one?
Nah. You'll just be like, oh, and then you'll be this is quite nice.
And then Amy's sort of like, oh, that was something nice I was going to wear when I'm pregnant. And now it's got Josh's back hair that's somehow stripped off. All right. Well, enjoy your Tuesday, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys. Bye.